Senate Republicans kicked off their first Education Committee meeting of the 2023 legislative session by approving what critics are calling North Carolina's Don't Say Gay bill. Liz Schlemmer reports.
The, quote, Parents Bill of Rights outlines parents' rights to get information about their child's education. Some of the more controversial parts would require public schools to notify parents if a child has a change of name or pronouns in school records or by school personnel. The bill would also require school boards to create policies to let parents review and challenge textbooks and other class materials. And it bans instruction in kindergarten through fourth grade on, quote, gender identity, sexual activity, or sexuality, without defining those terms. Democratic Senator Natasha Marcus questioned why this was the first bill the committee took up.
I'm disappointed, I'll say, that we're here on a bill that is so divisive, and I think the wrong priority to start us out on an education committee for our state.
Republican Senator Amy Gailey of Alamance County co-sponsored the bill. She said she's heard from constituents who are concerned what their children are taught in public schools.
It baffles me to think that this bill could be divisive, quite frankly. I cannot understand why it would be controversial to say that children 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old should not be taught about sexuality or sexual activity in a public school classroom.
Several speakers during the public comment period opposed the provision that would require parents to be notified if a child changes their pronouns or name. They included Callum Bradford, a high school junior who identifies as transgender. He said he's thankful his parents support him, but that's not the case for all his peers.
Many LGBTQ students are already terrified to come out to their family or friends, and this bill only adds an extra obstacle for them. We deserve supportive environments where we can feel safe and learn to be social.
A similar bill proposed last year stalled because of concerns that Governor Cooper would veto it. Now Republicans have an easier path to override a veto. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.